The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour.
I'm closing my laptop. This is a laptop-free Monday.
We're going old school radio. No internet. You can hit us on Twitter, though. We do have these little fancy phones. Got service over here, too. I even got three bars, look like.
Yeah.
Go on with your bass.
Hang it in there.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We had a caller up then calling you a hater of Houston sports, AJ. How often do you get that now?
All the time.
A little bit more?
All the time. And I don't...
You're just a hater, man.
What did I say that was hateful during that last segment?
You're talking all about Golden State
about
being
the Rockets,
than the
about
Rockets.
The Rockets being like the second best team in the NBA.
I don't know why you would go down that road.
What a hater!
Do you know anything about basketball?
No, I'm just making things up.
Jeez,
that's my biggest frustration. And
anybody who knows anything about basketball knows that the Rockets are 13-4, and Golden State is 13-4, but the Rockets hold a tiebreaker because they beat them.
Oh yeah,
so that means the Rockets are the best team in the West.
My biggest problem is and I don't watch every Rockets game. I probably watch 70 Rockets games a year. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some nights that, like, I'll record it, and then I'll be like, I don't need to see this.
Some of them random New Orleans
Pelicans. Yeah, okay, you smashed the Pelicans by 40. I'm not going to learn anything from watching this. So I'll skip out on it. But I watch them probably about 70 times a year, I would say. The difference between me and Joe Rockets fan who will say I hate the Rockets, I also watch every other team in the league play a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch a lot of games where the Rockets aren't on the TV. So I'll watch a random ass Minnesota Timberwolves game that you probably would never watch. So I see what's going on around the league, and I can see and
how
sort
teams
of
match up.
Yeah, I can see a little bit more. And it's not like, I mean, football, everybody's got access to every game. And, you know, I watch a lot of football, but I feel like everybody watches a lot of football. I feel like most basketball fans, they watch their team and then that's it.
Hey, you'd be surprised. I don't think people might watch as much football as you think they do.
You don't think so?
I think people watch a lot more college football. People don't watch as much NFL football because, one, you take out a whole crop of people who spend at least 6 hours on the Texans every Sunday because that's going to the game and coming back or whatever. And even those who, you know, watch the game at home, there's the pre and the post and all of that. You got your Texans going. And, you know, so there are a lot of people who don't watch nearly as much of football as you think.
The best thing that happened to me was the Texans becoming if you were calling because I'm a hater about the Texans, I accept that. If you're happy about the Texans this year, then I don't care about your opinion anyway. But the best thing that happened to me is the Texans became basically irrelevant this season, to the point where normally I go to the games, and my job at the games is to call ESPN National when a touchdown happens and, like, give a report on what's going on. Because they are so unwatchable, ESPN's not even. They're like, no, don't worry about it this week.
No,
so I'm just staying home.
That's because you were stealing money last year with the team that scored the fewest touchdowns.
That's probably
in
true.
The NFL. They're
that's
like,
probably
why
true.
Do we have this guy out there at the game?
That's probably true.
Mean, that's like sending somebody out, you know, in Southern California to catch raindrops. It's just not going to happen. It's not worth your money.
So now we're looking at there's two home games left, right?
Is that it?
Maybe
they have
three.
Four road games.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
They
do. They definitely have all three division games. So they're at Indy, at Jacksonville, and at Nashville.
So they're two home games, and they're at
and
Ravens.
They play at the Ravens next Monday night.
Yep.
That that has playoff implications.
Yes, no, it does.
I'm serious. It does. Right now, the Ravens are in the playoffs at 5-5.
So their last two home games are December 10th against the Niners.
That would be huge.
They're not calling me to go to that game. And Christmas Day against the Steelers, I can tell you now.
You ain't going.
That little $200 or whatever they're going to give me. My wife ain't letting me go to the game on Christmas Day. Are you crazy?
It's a Monday afternoon. You got a show to do.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
you got to make it work on Christmas Day.
So I'm done going to Texans games this year. So that was honestly like, it leaves me at home to watch as much football as I want. And it doesn't like, you know, I have to watch the Texans game multiple times as it is to, you know, I watch it on the All-22 and then watch it on the television broadcast. And when I've spent the whole game there, it just makes everything take longer.
And it makes them look worse than they are.
Yeah, it does. The more you watch them, the more you're like, ugh.
You do not want to watch the Texans on replay because they really get bad.
Like, it's rough.
Like, I like Kevin Johnson. I think he's all right guy. I think he can be a pretty decent player. And last night as I was cutting stuff from a Texas Sports Nation TV show and editing the film, I was like, let me find a play where he got hurt, you know. And I ended up watching it over and over again, and he was losing points for me every time I watched it. I was like, dude, you just fell. You can't fall down and get a concussion.
You missed this. Rondé Barber earlier in the broadcast was talking about what a physical player Kevin Johnson is. He's not big, but he's physical. I'm like, let me tell you what happens to little tiny guys.
He's not scared.
Little tiny guys who try to play overly physical, they get hurt all the time, like Kevin Johnson.
But that one, I mean, he just dove, missed, and landed and was out, you know?
Biggest offseason mistake for the Texans. What do you think?
Ooh, I haven't given that much thought.
We talked about this last week, Fred and I did. The whole playing the waiting game with Tony Romo cost them a chance, in my opinion, to re-sign A.J. Bouye or Quentin Dimps or both.
Well, it's not even just that. They always do this. It wasn't about the waiting game and all that. This is just one of the things that they do. They decide what they're going to pay somebody before the negotiations even begin, and they stick to it, and that's all there is to it. They don't go, it doesn't matter if we give an extra little bit here or there for a guy that we need on this team.
Yeah.
And at the time, I don't care who was coming in. I don't care if they did get Tony Romo. They needed to have one of the best defenses in the league to have a chance to be any good, right? So how the hell can you have one of the best defense in the league
if you're letting
one of your best player go?
Yeah.
That's bad math.
And the Bouye thing I kind of got because, I mean, that was a lot of money. And he made some big dough. Quinn Dimps didn't even really get much money. And you could have kept that guy for almost nothing. And
you didn't have a lock replacement.
You didn't. You know? And everybody's like, oh, well, Kevin Johnson will be back and healthy. I think we can admit now that Kevin Johnson, he just ain't a healthy dude.
He just might never be.
He's just not a healthy dude. All right, I got to tell you about Ben Schoen. Listen, guys, life happens. And when it does, you want friends like Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates. He's an experienced attorney with homeowners, renters, and commercial claims, and he's going to be by your side and make sure the insurance companies don't screw you over. He's trying to get you the best payout possible. He doesn't get paid unless you get paid. His average payout, 2 weeks. How about that? Listen, you want to work with someone who cares about you, who isn't just flying in from out of state to make a quick buck. That's not Ben Schoen. Ben Schoen's a local guy, specific knowledge regarding the state of Texas for this reason. Don't wait for help any longer. Check him out, disasterrelieftexas.com. That's disasterrelieftexas.com. He's got over 10 years experience dealing with homeowners insurance claims. You pay your insurance premiums for a reason. Do not let the insurance company get the best of you. 832-871-5067. Or disasterrelieftexas.com for Ben Schoen at David Lowe & Associates. All right, guys, the anniversary grill sale happening now at Texas Star Grill Shop. Stop by today for the best prices on brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain, Pits & Spits. That's the one I got. Don't make the big box mistake this holiday season or assume you're going to save money online. The team over at Texas Star Grill Shop will help you choose the grill that's right for you, that's perfect for you. There's nothing like the smell of smoke and sizzle that surrounds the succulent meat on the grill. Make this holiday season the best. Get grilling on one of these great grills. If you want to do a smoked turkey, you want to smoke a prime rib, brisket, whatever it's going to be for the holiday season, you want to do it on one of these grills. Napoleon Grills offer the ability to switch to charcoal. Many models have an amazing sear zone to make that perfect steak. The Saber Grills offer an infrared gas grill with no flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. And Texas Star Grill Shop actually just purchased a truckload of these grills, and so they've got some really great deals on them. And as always, free delivery and assembly. Don't forget all the sauces, the rubs, the spices that help make it all taste better. Get a grill that's going to last. Enjoy the holidays with family and friends and save big during the anniversary grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop. It's located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Luetta and Spring in the Champions area. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap941.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You can win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Did you see this? The Georgia Dome being blown up.
Yes.
Everybody's having fun with the Weather Channel's live show.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the Weather Channel had a camera set up to catch the implosion of the Georgia Dome. And right when it was time for it to go off, a huge city bus pulls up, blocks the camera. You see the explosion in the background. You know what's going on. And then the bus pulls away and the Georgia Dome is gone. Too bad. They missed the shot.
Womp, womp. How about set up your camera in front of a street.
You probably can't get any closer. Though.
Which, well, also,
they should have at least put it over there where the people are standing on the other side of the street.
How is the street that they're like? How is that street not blocked off for the day?
Apparently, they probably have.
There's
so
a dome
far away.
Falling down there. You may want to avoid that area where the giant building is going to implode.
No, I mean if they blow up the Astrodome, I don't know if you're gonna. Will they shut down Kirby? No, probably not. It's far enough away.
Yeah, that's true.
SportsCenter had ESPN had cameras around that area too, and it looks like it was elevated a little bit. So it looks like it was the ESPN shot was about 10 feet higher than the Weather Channel shot. So I'm guessing that's where all the media was.
They told them all you had to be here for safety reasons.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter this is the second biggest implosion of the Falcons this year. So.
Zing.
Ba-dum, boom. Psh.
Not my tweet, but. Just,
If it was, I would have retweeted it at midnight.
Plenty of good times in the Georgia Dome and around, but it's not like it's one of those stadiums where the locals have a huge connection to. I mean, it's not like the Falcons have it.
But how about
they've
this?
They've been okay. They've had some moments, but
how about I give them some credit? You know, for doing the right thing. You build a big, shiny new stadium. You don't just like. Keep the old crappy one around as like a montage to failure. You just knock it down.
Yeah, but that's, isn't that like kind of like kicking your wife to the curb, you know? If you could keep around, just, wouldn't you?
No.
When you move, but when you upgrade.
No.
You
upgrade, it makes everything uncomfortable.
What you think the new stadium?
The new stadium keeps looking at me like,
hey, what are you doing?
What's this bitch still doing here? I thought it was finalized.
Why is this old dusty gray hag still hanging around?
There's like, what's that judge's name? Ed Emmett or whatever his name is, saying it outside. Hey, don't you dare get rid of this.
You got to take me down first.
Yeah. I'll implode before the Astrodome implodes.
That's what I can do. I can get a lot of popularity if they ever decide to do that. I can go and chain myself to the Astrodome.
Do it. That's a good idea.
I'd be all over international news. It'd be a huge story.
You better
I'd be that fool.
You better take a white guy with you.
No, I was starting to rethink that right about there. Yeah.
Take a white guy with you. Okay. But I wouldn't do that by yourself.
My odds of surviving increased dramatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll be one night, and it's like, he was kind of threatening.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had a gun. That was a cell phone. Looked pretty gunny to me.
Hey, no.
But he was handcuffed to the Astrodome. Well,
that sucker's going to be there when we're long gone.
That's crazy.
They're going to fight for it. They're going to keep it there.
That's just so absurd.
That's all there is to it.
And we're going
to
keep paying for it.
That makes me think. I was going to ask you about this at some point. The Astros win the World Series. Great. These 25 guys.
Yeah.
This team. I don't really see what Bagwell and Biggio and any other former player has to do with.
You don't see what all their playoff failures have to do with the current.
I mean, it was like, I know I'm not just hating, but it just felt weird that they're like.
I get it.
And those guys do kind of consult where they show up at spring training for a couple of days, but it's not. They don't work for the team full on, and they're not part of this. So
yeah, it's weird. I guess I feel like
they didn't win it. They didn't win it for Altuve. Did not win it for Biggio.
No.
He won it for Jose Altuve. Yeah. He won it for his boys, his teammates, not
the I guess I get it because it's, you know, it's their first championship. So some of the all-time greats come around.
I get them coming around.
They're trying to make it seem sort of like the Yankees. Like when the Yankees win a World Series, who do you see show up? Reggie Jackson shows up.
You get me wrong. Oh, I'm not talking about them showing up. I'm even thinking if I'm one of them, don't be congratulating me. I ain't winning nothing.
No.
No, I promise you, people are walking up to the Chris GP show. Congratulations, man. Hey, y'all finally did.
Finally got it. What?
No, I didn't.
I never did. I got nothing.
That would make me feel worse about my losing.
That's career. Like if this place fires me and suddenly they're number one in the ratings and they're like, hey, congratulations. No, I get $0 from that, just so you know.
There is that running commercial. Thanks for Jerome Salomon and Julie Takahashi.
You're on it. You're
it's
on the team.
Like that.
Yeah. Now, congratulations.
Now, if the current player is better than the all-time player, does that make that won the World Series? Does that make you kind of like, well, Jose Altuve is actually better than
him? That makes it even worse.
Yeah. Jeff Bagwell, you're welcome. Craig Biggio, we got a better second baseman now, Craig. Sorry.
You set a really fine standard for what you were capable of.
And then Jose blew it out of the water.
And got an MVP.
We're gonna start referring to you as Hall of Fame catcher Craig Biggio, if that's okay with you.
We'll just Craig Biggio, formerly the greatest second baseman in Astros history.
The one-time greatest second baseman. Well, Bill Doran.
Aggie basketball up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe.
Possibly on the Blitz.